Copying Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kevin Black, president and co-founder of Credence Energy Services.
Kevin Black with Credence Energy Services. I am the co-founder and president.
Credence Energy Services. Well, let's start with the genesis of the company and kind of what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Credence Energy Services is actually a family-owned company here, started at the end of 2014. We're an oil and gas service company that specializes in production chemicals and scale remediation. The best way I can describe it is we're kind of like the doctors and the pharmacists of the oil field. Once these wells are producing, we go out, we try to get an understanding, we do an analysis of the brine of the well, along with the oil and the gas, and try to understand what challenges that well might face, and then essentially prescribe chemical treatments to ensure that those wells run at their max efficiency. Sometimes, however, when these wells do fail or do start to decline, we can actually go and prescribe a remedial treatment that's a blend of various products that can go down there and actually return these wells to their production, and in some cases and in many cases actually improve their production.
That's one of the most unique services I've ever heard of in my life. How did you guys find this particular niche in the oil and gas marketplace?
Well, absolutely. It's a good question. Myself and my business partners, actually two of my cousins, we all had worked in the chemical business in the oil and gas industry here in the Bakken. And over the years, we worked for various chemical companies. At some points, we were actually competitors. But over time, we started to recognize this need for improved efficiency when it came to chemicals and how they were being applied on these oil and gas wells. We particularly found a niche on remediating scale. Scale is essentially a mineral deposition that builds up in the tubing or on the rods or in the pump. And we found that there is this unique need for an efficient and in a safe way, and also a cost-effective way, to pump these chemical treatments that go down there and essentially, in a very simplistic term, act as the Drano kind of the oil field, and essentially go down and clean up the tubing, clean up the rod, clean up the pump, so these wells can return to production.
And you mentioned remediation recommendations, or talk to me about the either, I imagine you speed up remediation, or is it that you have to tell them it's going to take longer than you guys hoped?
Well, typically we get a call on the remediation side when a well has failed or is close to failing. Typically they believe that they have scale, whether it might be calcium carbonate or iron sulfide or various oil field scales that have built up in their tubing or in their rods and in the pump. And what we do is, a big advantage that we have is we have these very specially designed trucks. They're one-of-a-kind trucks that we haven't seen anywhere that can bring all of the chemicals. The main component of these treatments is hydrochloric acid. We can bring all of these products out on one single truck, hook up to the wellhead, and pump these products down in a very controlled and safe way. The great advantage to our system is that we actually don't have any chemical transfer in the field. It is all enclosed. It's a closed-loop system. So we really engineered out any of the HSE, any of the safety environmental hazards that are associated typically with pumping these types of jobs. A big advantage is that we are a smaller company, so we are able to respond very quickly. We have the manpower and the equipment to respond quickly. So typically when a customer calls, we can be out there anywhere as soon as 4 hours, just depending as where that well is located. And these jobs typically take anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, just depending on their size. Once we're done with our part of the job, then they finish rigging back up, running their pump, their rods in the hole, and they're back to work.
You've got offices in Williston and Minot, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have an office here in Minot, and then we have all of our operations. Our trucks all come out of Williston. We have a warehouse there, and we're actually looking to do some expansion here, which we're really excited about in Williston.
So if you guys are looking at expanding, I imagine business is going okay, huh?
It is. You know, we started this business at the end of 2014. like I said, we had all come from other chemical companies, larger companies, and so we all left our jobs when oil was doing pretty well, right around that $80 mark, and our first piece of equipment showed up when oil was at about $40. So initially, we were a little bit wondering what in the world maybe we did, but because of our business model, which is really to deliver savings to customers, to find efficiencies in their chemical programs, it's something that a lot of customers have really latched onto. They've seen the value that we're adding to their chemical programs, and in turn, we've actually been able to grow very quickly, very steadily through this downturn. It's been exciting to see that even in depressed market like we're in today, a North Dakota company that starts up here can still grow and thrive despite a lot of the other challenges out there.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kevin Black, president and co-founder of Credence Energy Services, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Hey, let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quicker. Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. you're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.